My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss a phone call. And somebody has a birthday, so listen and enjoy.
She asked me if I've left Virginia already. I go, I'm about to. This was after me and Joe had our come to Jesus moment.
Yes.
And, I go, I'm about to. I'm going to have to work with you like my little girl. She goes, how is that? I go, I need to work with you both on remembering your phone number. She goes, your kid also does not remember her number? I go, no, actually she does. It is you I have to work with. LOL. She goes, oh, okay, and laughs. I go, that is twice, my love. I'm beginning to think you do not wish me to call you. She goes, that's not it. This is the number. And she gives the number again. Can you call now? I go, I can't, unfortunately. So she wants to talk to me.
Yeah, Lisa says international calling code 011.
No, it's not that. It's a different number.
And then country code, then city code, and then the number.
I don't know. There's like five or something left off somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it at the time, though. But it's good to know.
Yeah.
She wants to talk. She asked me why I can't talk to her. I go, I do not have the card, and I do not have the time to get it. Unfortunately, as the gas station where I would get it is 12 miles away. She goes, okay, are you in a remote area? I go, not terribly remote, but not every place around here has calling cards to Africa.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. And then I write out the number. And she goes, that is what the internet is, the amount of digits needed to call Ghana says. She goes, does that mean the number I have given you is not the exact number? I go, I think the number you have given me is missing a digit. You don't know your number? She goes, I know my number. Try this. See, we're really having a lot of communication.
Yeah, yeah.
Have not given my number to anyone to call me from Europe before. I guess that's why I'm finding it difficult.
From Europe? She doesn't know what continent you're on?
I go, Europe? Do you think I live in Europe? She goes, I mean overseas. I know you're an American. New York. Yeah, that's the ticket.
I remember all of my...
boyfriends.
Yeah, I remember you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Just not thinking straight. I think my sickness is getting into my head.
Dengue fever.
I go, oh, sweetheart, I love you no matter how ditzy you are. She goes, thanks, that's sweet. She goes, I have something to tell you. I go, okay, I'm reading, listening, but I can't hear you. She laughs. My birthday's coming up in a week's time. I go, that's great. How old will you be? She goes, 27 years young. I go, way too old for me. Gonna have to troll Facebook and find a young African beauty.
Latch.
She goes, how old do you wish me to be? I go, will you make yourself that age? She goes, yes.
Oh, well.
I believe she will.
Yes, I think she could.
I go, how will you do that? She goes, age is just a number, and don't she know it?
Yeah.
And
names
are
just
a name. Countries are just countries.
Names are just letters.
Faces are just faces. Really, I can be whatever you need. Yes. Send the money. Age is just a number and is in the mind. I go, okay, I wish you to be 26 and then switch to 27 in 6 days. She goes, okay, done. Now I'm 26 and we'll switch to 27 in 6 days. I go, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'll have to dump your ass. She goes, will you be leaving for Virginia soon? I go, yes, in a minute. I have a long trip ahead of me.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Things have gotten a little bit more cordial. It was very cold and,
yeah.
And clinically late. Very
clinical.
Cold and clinical. But now we're starting to get cordial again.
Yeah.
She wants to talk to me and everything.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All
well,
right.
Well, and also it's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah, you got that? You notice that?
Gonna get me something,
you
know, sweetie.
You notice that? We've had a kid that needs school. We got a bad phone.
Yeah,
and internet. She's
sick.
She wants to go to school. They're throwing everything at me.
I gotta go to the pharmacy for my dengue fever. I got a birthday coming up.
Let me tell you something. The birthday thing would never hook me.
No,
never,
I know.
Joe. I should have had Richard send her a watch.
You're going to be living like Richard pretty soon.
You're going to be living like Belinda pretty soon. Even sure. A cat's going to leave your ass.
Sure.
Mr. Whiskers is out of here.
Sure wonders if the birthday gift will be a laptop.
I don't know. Mm. Stick around. I said I have a long trip ahead. She goes, where are you heading to? I go, will I ever see my hottie in the bikini picture? I'm still trying to get this bikini picture.
I know.
Then I go home. She goes, yeah, okay. I go, do you promise? She goes, yeah, I do. And then I go, guess what? And she goes, you're coming to Ghana next week?
What?
I said, guess what? And she goes, you're coming to Ghana next week.
Why next week? Oh, because it's
birthday.
Birthday, gotcha.
You know what? That is actually something a girlfriend would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very real.
Yeah.
We have our new machetes. They're nice and sharp for the occasion.
Now you know,
one's gringo grade.
You know what's funny?
They're not Mexicans, you asshole.
I know.
You actually answered a question to a thought that was going on in my head because I'm like, boy, why would we want him there? And then all of a sudden he goes, they got their machetes sharp.
The Mugu machete.
There you go.
Mugu machete. But we're joking, but that could be. But it'll also be, she's talked that she wants to get married. There is that, and we've talked about the elements of that scam. Mm. So that could be there, too. She wants to meet me. Maybe I come with The Rock to get married. I bring her back here, and we start sending money back to Africa.
So or I come with The Rock. They club me like a seal. I'm found in a ditch, and that's the end of the show.
Well, there's that option, too.
Show, don't be such
a cynic. I guess we know where Joe's rooting.
There might be a little chapel in a hut someplace that these two crazy kids can roll up to.
Gonna go to the hut. Gonna get married.
Yeah. They let you sing? Sound as bad as me. Ugh.
If Johnny's listening, he's probably gonna go, "We, yeah, we do."
Well, if Johnny's, never mind. So she asked me if I'm coming to Ghana next week. I go, "Would you like me to?" She goes, "Yeah, it would be nice to have you here. But what else do you want to tell me?" And then here's something that Joe. That she did that Joe doesn't do. She misspelled here, H-E-A-R, and she corrected herself to H-E-R-E.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently she knows every spelling counts.
Hey, I just got to keep writing when I'm suicidal.
And it's the best blog ever.
Wow.
So she goes, would you like me to? And she says, yeah. I go, just one thing. She goes, what is that? I go, I heart you. I wrote to her, I heart you.
You did.
I did. She says, she goes, love you too.
Wow.
I give her a smiley face. So she goes, what will you be getting me on my birthday?
I love you. Where's the money?
I go, all right, time for me to go.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.